Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yannis, and you're listening to MidWatch with the Rev. God bless you, and thank you for tuning in. We having a busy schedule today. Praise God. No, not only do we have the broadcast show today, praise God, it's a wonderful show that we have planned. We're going to talk about faith and fear and finances and family. We have a guest interview that I did in the summer of last year with Pastor Henry Fernandez, one of the largest churches in the United States, and he will be broadcasting with us here at the second segment, the half hour. He'll be on the air with us for about maybe 15 minutes at least. But anyway, he has the largest church, 8,000 people, one of the largest churches, 8,000 people in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. So that's an amazing amount, and he's constantly guests on the World Network and also Trinity Broadcast Network. He is a visionary who believes it's God's will for everyone to prosper and be in good health. Praise God, I believe in the same thing. We had a great interview, and I still remember meeting him, still remember talking to him. And these are the people that God is sending to me to interview, and of course that's through Whitaker House, so praise God that our relationship with Whitaker House continues to bring great artists to our station. So we're excited about that. And then after that, after this hour, we're going to have a couple of hours and broadcasting and just the television stuff. So we have a lot planned, and we're excited about that. I'm trying to find my Bible because we've got some scriptures today that are going to bless you, and we're going to be sure to have them out to be a blessing to you as well. Praise God. So we're excited about all those things, and we're excited that God has chosen us, just simple believers, simple people, to step out and do things. Well, I always tell people, if you want to be used by God, well, you got to start doing something for God. You got to start doing something for God. You can't just say, God, use me, and never put yourself out there. You know, you can't do that. But you can do the things that God wants you to do and believe that he's going to bless you as you do them. There's one thing that you pray, but then there's another thing that you act. Now, I have a sermon that I used to preach probably a couple of times. I think I preached it at least twice, maybe three times. Well, I actually did a Bible conference in India with it, a pastor's conference. And what it reads is like this, my friends. It says, if you pray, then you need to plan, and then you need to perform. And I go through that entire sermon step by step and give them illustrations from my life, how we got involved in doing everything that we've done. Right now I'm sitting in a studio with banners hanging all over the wall. And these banners all represent where I've preached in India, not every place, but some places. And I keep them, and I bring them back to put them on the wall because they just make good decor. And they're going to throw them away. Hey, I paid for those things. I'll find a use for them. I'll put them in my station. And I got the idea from watching the Boston Celtics and the Los Angeles Lakers play so many times, and then every time they played, they had the camera go up to the Raptors, and then they would show, or the Raptors, is it Raptors or Raptors? I'm horrible on some English stuff here. Anyway, it shows the at the top of the ceiling, okay? And when they show all the banners and stuff, and everyone that's won a championship, it was just neat. So I was like, you know what? I'd like to have a church one day and have all my banners from the church hanging from back to back to back. So I don't have a church, but I do have a room, and this room is big enough to hold all these banners everywhere. And I'm excited about that because it gives me encouragement. When I look up, it encourages me, but not one of those banners would be hanging in my room if I did not pray first, then plan, and then perform. Those are things that you have to do, is to pray, plan, and perform. You pray it, you plan it, and you perform it. You do your part, and God will do his part. We covered that on Tuesday's show, is that if as you go out and you just be a blessing, God's going to bless you. But you have to also come out of your comfort zone. And if you're praying to work in a type of ministry, like, say, the healing ministry that I work in and the miracle ministry, then you got to go out and step out in faith and pray for people. I guarantee you, if you pray for enough people and put faith into it, someone's going to be changed for Jesus. Someone's going to get healed. Now, I sound like Sham back there. Somebody's going to be blessed. Somebody's going to be touched. And also T.D. Jakes does that. But either way, you have to be able to put yourself out there in faith and trust that God is going to be a blessing through what you're doing. You have to be committed. You have to have faith to move that forward. You have to trust God that He's going to bring you and bring you to the place you need to be. Pray, plan, perform. You pray about it, then plan out just your first activity, and then perform it. And I guarantee you this, when you do that and you do that enough, you're going to start to hear the Spirit of God. You're going to be able to listen to Him. You're going to be able to hear something in you that gives you the unction that you're supposed to do something else, or you're supposed to add to this thing. And it just grows and grows and grows. You know, we covered on Tuesday how we just started with one little old computer. Died many times. Many times I put it back to life and bring it back to life. Praise God with those anointed healing hands of technology. And it would operate. It would run. And the thing is, I had a plan. If I can just get this thing running and get this thing running and get this thing running. Have I prayed? Yes. For many years that I pray that God would use me in the media ministry, would use me in the healing ministry, would use me in missions, would use me in television, would use me in some form or fashion in preaching and going church to church and preach. And do you know God had a plan? God put me at a church that I started outside of my house, basically 15 feet from 20 feet from my house, a garage. And we started a church there when I was a younger man in faith, and maybe in my 30s. Has to be about in my 30s. Let me see. Well, I can count back the age of my kids. My oldest is now 15. He was about 4 when we had that church, so say 11 years back. So yeah, when I was in my 30s, God brought this church, and we prayed about it, and I just said, God, use me. And we put together a church, built the garage out, completely put funds into it, and God miraculously brought the money, and even from the air conditioning to a new whole new slab put aside on the side to create the restroom area. And I tell you this, my friends, this is what I'm going to tell you, is that you gotta put your plan into action. It looks great on paper, praise God. It looks great in your mind. It sounds great when you talk about it and tell your friends about it and tell them about it. It does sound great when you do that as well. But unless you put the plan into action, it will never take flight. It will never grow. It will never happen. You see, when you put your plan into action, you are literally putting your hands on the plow. You're literally making yourself available to God to be used. Now you're saying, God, I've planned it. And you know what you're conquering? I'll tell you what you're conquering. You're conquering your fears. When you finally put your plan into action and you walk it out and you make this a true walk and a true belief that you're going to grow this thing out, that you're going to make this thing grow, that you're going to take it out of your imagination, take it out of your dreams, take it out of your visions, and you put it together and you start to give it some legs, is what I like to call it. Give it some legs so it can start moving. Give it some legs so it can start doing what it needs to do. Trust God that He is going to be the blesser as you continue to step out and be the worker for Him. Praise God. Just when you start putting some legs to it and you start giving it some movement and you start to produce something for God, then that is out of the mind, out of the dreams, out of the paper, and it becomes physical and has legs. God will use that. You know, when we started the station, when we started the missions ministry, when we started the broadcasting on the radio, and we started broadcasting, and then we started doing the books, and we're starting movies, and we're going to start that. And that is where, I'm telling you this, my friend, you are going to challenge your fears. You're going to challenge the things that control you. You're going to challenge the doubts, and you're going to challenge the ideas. And how do you challenge all this stuff? You challenge it by one word, and it's called faith. And faith requires action. Faith requires you to take a step forward. Faith requires you to believe that God will provide and that God will do the things he said he would do in his word, and that it will be a blessing to you and to your family. Our address is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. Again, that address is, and I'm saying it slow because I speak really quick, so I want to make sure that you get to hear this. Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325, and give us an email, david@revmedianetwork.com. You can email me, david@revmedianetwork.com. Get a hold of us. Be a part of our email list, emailing us and letting us know what's going on in your life. We're gonna believe God's gonna bless you. I want you to take a look at my new site, davidyannisministries.com. I'm giving you my email, david@davidyannisministries.com. But please visit davidyannisministries.com. It is one of the best sites that I have seen on the internet. It is. It has a lot of pictures on there. It has a lot of flash and pictures and slideshows. And if you want to see the history of what we've been doing, if you want to understand the books that we put together, if you want to see just the places that we have been in missions, and if you want to see the broadcasting station in its just a nutshell of what we do, go to David Yannis Ministries. Now, Rev Media Network, Rev Media TV, those are all of our websites as well. But I want you to visit David Yannis Ministries so you can see me. We have a prayer template on there that you can just email us, your prayer request. It comes directly to me. I will pray for you. I will believe God for your miracles. I would trust that good things are going to be a blessing and happen in your life. DavidYannisMinistries.com. I want you to visit that. I want you to be a part of that. Our 800 number is 888-642-4767. I've had people pray, call me and pray, call for prayer. Out of the blue, they would call the prayer line, and as often as I was available, I would answer them myself, and people would be blessed. You know, we're moving into a different realm, my friends, of ministering, that we just have to trust God that he's going to do great things. You know, I've been doing this, okay, I said, you know, I'm going to put another dollar there that I owe the dollar jar for saying words that I need to stop saying on the air. So, I really believe that God is going to bless the individuals that step out to work together. Now, get this. When we put together a team of people that just love God and want to do God's bidding and have no other agenda but to serve God and serve one another, how else can God bless that? I have a plan, and I told you about this plan, and we're putting it into effect. I'm stepping on this plan just like I told you. You know, you have to fear. You have to go beyond your fear. And I took two ministers with me in India to go minister in Africa, and I still stepped above my fear. And my fear was this, that they wouldn't submit or they wouldn't adhere to what we're doing. But not these two guys. These guys were genuine. These guys loved me. These guys loved what we did, loved how we did it, and just trusted that God will be a blessing. And it took a little bit of working. Now, how many of us know that every plan, you got to tweak it? You don't have all the answers when you start. You think you do. I had a great guest at NRB this last 2 weeks, which I'm going to get his broadcast. He is one of the first ones, Aaron Broyles, that I am going to put on the TV circuit. Aaron Broyles, Bill Meyer, and because they have things that need to be mentioned now. But Aaron Broyles, he mentioned something that was so awesome. We talked about entrepreneurship, and one thing he said about entrepreneurship, and he's written a book, and I'm forgetting the title, but I will find the title in a minute, and I will tell you about that. But we're talking about faith, family, and finances later on, so I don't want to confuse you with giving you a second book. But Aaron Broyles, and we'll play his interview on Tuesday. We will play his interview on the radio Tuesday. That we're going to talk about that. And what Aaron mentioned that really, really blessed me was you don't know everything when you start your business. You don't. So you have to adapt. You may have planned it wonderfully. You may have put it together, and you may have thought of everything you can think of because you're not in the business yet. And you may have put this together, and it may have worked in your mind, in your heart, in your spirit, but you do not have all the answers. So businesses that fail to adjust and adapt. And you have, even though, and then I mentioned that even though you have the best product in the world, it does not matter if you don't know what the cost is to sell it and how long it takes to sell it for you to make a profit. You can have the best thing in the world, but until you envision exactly what the price is for you to send this thing out there, then it's not going to happen. It's not going to work. So you got to trust and make better plans and adapt and adjust. So when you're fighting fears out there and you're pushing against things, and after we come back from the break and we finish the interview with Pastor Henry Fernandez, we're going to talk just some closing things about faith and fear that I've gotten from his book, some things that I thought that's going to be a blessing to you. So just stay tuned for that. But anyway, you have to be able to trust God that he is going to sustain you. Aaron even said that he had to take his mind out of the natural way of doing business and start working in the supernatural of doing business. Now, I'm excited about that interview. We're going to play that on Tuesday. We're going to be able to talk about entrepreneurship. So if you're thinking about creating a business, if you're thinking about doing some things that you want to do in faith, I believe God's going to bless with people with businesses. The last healing service that I took, a miracle and healing services that I did in South Texas, was so amazing that there's so many people in there that needed businesses. God told me that I would pray for people for businesses when I was praying and believing that when I was driving out there that God was going to heal them and of sicknesses, but he was also going to bless them with businesses. I prayed for at least 8 to 10 people that wanted their own businesses and wanted their self-employment businesses to grow. And I prayed for even a young little girl that God had a word from another minister, the pastor there, Pastor Mike Renteria, had a word for her, and I prayed over her and blessed them with the authority in business that they needed. So I really believe God's going to bless this era that we're in with businesses. And why is God blessing you with businesses? Hello, it's to be a blessing to the kingdom of God. Remember my show on Tuesday? If you didn't hear it, you can hear it on our archives, and you can probably hear it on our broadcast station if you listen to us online. You will understand this, my friends, and that is this. You have to believe that God is going to bless, and that he is blessing because he wants you to be a blessing. It is better to be a blessing than to be a curse. It is better for man to think of you and think of you as a blessing than think of you as something else. It's better for you to have people talking about you and saying, whoa, this guy is a blessing. Share with you about my pastor, David Hope, how he is just known as being a blessing. People come to me and say, yes, I know Pastor Hope. I don't know what he's doing now, but he's always been a blessing. He always has kind words to say, things of encouragement, things of being a blessing. Now, you can not only be blessing with your finances, don't get me wrong. You can be a blessing on how you treat people, be a blessing how you're always there for people, be a blessing on how you are going to be the one to be counted on. That is a blessing. So trust God that he has blessings for you, and that he wants you to be a blessing. But one of the focuses when you're on self-employment and that you're making funds for your ministry and for your home is this, that you are a blessing. That you are a blessing to the house of the Lord, because it takes finances to push the ministry forward. It costs money for me to get on a plane. It costs money for me to be out there ministering the gospel to the mission trips that God has called me to go. And unless I am blessed to go by someone that's a blessing, it will be hard for me to bring the gospel to those that need it. Those that have self-employment and those that have finances need to know that they are to be good stewards, but they're also to be a blessing to the kingdom of God. When we believe in that and we trust that God does it that way, then it's easy. It's easy for God to be a blessing to us. So Aaron Broyles will be on our show next Tuesday, and he is going to be on Rev Media TV. We're going to talk about him, talk about what his show's about and what his book's about. And I'll have to get that name for you. I mentioned it at the end of the broadcast, but I want to highlight Henry Fernandez's book, Faith, Family, and Finances, from Whitaker House. You can get this book anywhere books are sold. It's a beautiful cover, and it looks awesome. And I believe you're going to be blessed by the interview, and we'll be right back in just a few minutes, and I'll introduce Henry Fernandez to you. But we're going to take a five-minute break, going into our five-minute break time right now between segments, and we have Miss One Impact Radio and the One Impact Show And we're going to see this show, and it's going to be a blessing. Terry Squires, my friends. We'll be right back.
One Impact Live. There is one God. You are one person. You have one impact. Join us today to change the world. This is your life. What are you going to do with it?
You've worked so hard. You've done what you've been called to do. You expect big things, and then it doesn't happen. Disappointment creeps into your life, and it brings you down. What happened? Welcome to One Impact Live. I'm Terry Squires, and you've just tuned in to the 5-minute radio show that will impact your life and the lives around you. One Impact Live is based on the One Impact Bible published by Zondervan. There is one God, you are one person, and you have one impact. And today is your day to change a life. Why do we feel like we have it all under control? I know in my own life, disappointments hit me when things just don't go my way. What about you? Maybe it's something you've been working on for years and you think it's the most creative work ever, a one of a kind, and then somebody criticizes it and puts it down. Or maybe your child hasn't lived up to your expectations and made choices on their own. Or maybe it's a failed relationship. You know, we've all had those kinds of disappointments, and they are not fun. But we must remember what God tells us in Isaiah 55, verse 8. My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. And I am so thankful his ways and his thoughts are different from mine, even though I strive to be like him on a daily basis. My life would be an utter mess if I truly believe I had it under control. I don't. My ways and thoughts are often self-seeking, even when I think I'm doing what I've been called to do. God's ways are awesome, mighty, and powerful. His thoughts are about his will, his children, and his kingdom. When you're facing disappointments and you feel that God is distant, he is doing great things through your life. We often don't see it until years later. You know, a friend told me years ago, you have to go through to get through. And often when we look back, we see his powerful hands on our lives. You know, he might be building and molding your character. He might be preparing you for a ministry bigger than you can even imagine. He might be teaching you how to persevere because you are going to do great things through him. It only takes one person to change the course of history. Let go of your disappointments today and be patient. Wait on the one who's going to do great things through your life in his timing and in his ways. I often think about Joseph and how he must have felt when he was sold by his brothers, thrown into prison, and forgotten. Talk about being disappointed. But God didn't forget about him, and he had other plans for his life, big plans, and he lifted him up to govern over the land of Egypt and provide for all his children during the 7 years of the great famine. I love what Joseph told his brothers. In Genesis 45, verse 7, he says, "But God sent me ahead of you to preserve for you a remnant on earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance." Joseph wasn't bitter. He wasn't disappointed. He knew his calling. And you know, God is not going to forget about you either. He loves you. He knows you and he sees you. And he has an awesome plan for your life. If you have any questions or comments, I'd love to hear from you. Visit me at terrysquires.com. So until next time, make your one impact and change a life.
Welcome back to the show. And that was an amazing Just I love Terry. She's gonna start doing some 1 minute ones as well for us, and we're gonna see some good things come out of that, because not all the stations that we have here, all the channels that we have, can broadcast the 5 minutes, because the radio, the music channel, which we get a lot of listeners on, can't hear them as much, only because we have to do the 5 minutes is too long for a short. So 1 minute. So she's going to start making some 1 minute ones. And we're going to see some neat things. We're going to see some neat things happen, because I know that she's a blessing to us. And ran into her again at the ICRS. I told you that last week, that we were able to run into her and see her. And she's a blessing, because she just wants to see God move. And she even, we try to get a meeting. It's so busy in those things. I'm interviewing, they're going to interviews and meeting certain clients and stuff like that. So it's interesting how we all get along. But here's Henry Fernandez.
How are you doing, sir? I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me.
Hey, not a problem. And I'm sorry about the rush that we're getting you on real quick. We just have a lot of people behind you that need to get interviewed as well. And we want to get the best out of you, and we want to give you the best as well. Tell us about yourself for a minute.
Well, I'm the senior pastor at the Faith Center Ministries in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and married with two boys, and God's just doing a mighty work in my life.
Amen, amen. You have written a book, Faith, Family, and Finances. Tell us about
yes.
that.
Yes. Well, this book really has to do with over 21 years in ministry, in counseling so many people, talking to families, and just dealing with the day-to-day work as a pastor. I've discovered that the three most important areas of a person's life are their faith, their family, and their finances. And in that order, I would say.
Okay.
And that, you know, that we're having a real crisis in our country today, not just even America, but around the world, where people are resorting to putting their faith or their confidence in things that will not last. And until your faith is rooted in God, you know, according to Joshua 1:8, it gives us the, if you will, the principles to success. It says, meditate on the word of God, and that is to feed and let the word of God become a lifestyle in your life, if you will. And then it says that you will make your ways prosperous. So you become prosperous not by seeking after material things, seeking after the principles of the world, the success principles of the world, but when God becomes the center of your life, then it trickles down into your family. You know, when you allow the Word of God to become that foundation for your marriage, for raising your children, and of course, when it comes to your finances, when you look at biblical economics, not the American version of prosperity, but when you use the Word of God to guide you with your finances, you just can't go wrong.
Amen. Amen. Now, what inspired you to put this book together?
You know, because again, by talking to a lot of people and even my own personal testimonies, you know,
yes.
I've messed up, you know, I've spent foolishly. When my wife and I just got married, we bought into the lie of this false success, you know, image, and had so many credit cards, went into debt, and I mean, ruined our lives. And we got to a place where we said, there has to be a better way. There has to be a way that is different from the life that we're living. When we look at the Word of God and our lives, it was just total contrary to what the Word of God was saying. So I decided, I said, I've got to do something about this. I started living the Word. Notice what I said, living the Word of God. And I noticed that the Word was really producing greatness in my life. And I said, you know what, how many Henrys are out there?
Oh, plenty, probably. I'm a Henry.
You know?
Yeah.
And I had to really get a chance to put it together and, you know, try to bless so many people with it. And I would encourage your listeners to go out and get it.
Amen. Amen. Now, what do you want people to get when they finish the book? It's laid down in front of them, whether it's their bed, their study, or whatever. What when they finish the cover and they're done, what do you want them to have in them?
I want them to get that when it comes to trusting in God, there's no losing.
Amen.
That given all of the situations that's happening in our world, the financial crisis, everybody can relate to that, the onslaught when it comes to our families, When you look at the events of our world and how discouraging those things are, that at the end of the day, no matter how things may change in our lives, Jesus still remains the same.
Amen.
What he did for the prophets in the Old and the New Testament, he's the same God that is available to us today. So I want people to walk away with the idea that the foundations to build their lives on are their faith, their family, and their finances. That's God's blueprint for success.
Amen. Amen. And a lot of times we don't have that put together right.
Right. Right.
And you need, if you're not under good teaching. Now I'm seeing a lot of names I recognize. Kenneth Copeland.
Yes, yes.
I'm seeing
yes,
Ed Young. That's Junior, right? Ed Young Junior.
Junior.
Yeah,
right.
I remember Junior. I've been from, you know, Second Baptist was right there, and Ed Young Senior, and
right.
Yeah, I remember Junior and C.C. Wyans, Don Colbert,
right.
Michael Batts, amazing men of God, just given just testimonials or given a review of this. And that's powerful.
Yes.
These are men of faith. But you know what? These are men of family as well.
Right, right.
These men,
right.
if you notice them, they had a strong family life too.
Right, right.
And for them to throw their hats in the ring and say, hey, we like this book.
Right.
It meant something.
Because you know what? After reading the book, they have concluded that the book has substance.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not a book to hype you up. It's not a book of 10 steps to greatness.
Okay.
You know, it is a book that really brings you back to the fundamentals of your Christian faith.
Amen.
And that is, okay, without God, it is impossible to please him.
Yep.
You have to put your total trust in all areas of your life on God. And when your faith walk is correct, it trickles into your family. If you're a husband, you're going to treat your wife right. You're going to raise your family in the right way. And if you are a man of faith, it is also going to teach you how to manage your money. So these people, after reading the book, they had to get to the place to say, you know what, this is a book that I really want to endorse because it has substance in it.
Absolutely. It's going to change your life. It's going to give you something that you need. And most of all, it's going to make you understand, because a lot of times we just don't have the right understanding.
Right, right.
And it's going to make you understand what's missing in your life. And you got to be truthful. When you read this, you got to be truthful.
Right, yeah.
It's a book that you're going to have to look at and say, you know, is this me?
Right.
And, you know, there's so many people that have grown up with different family values and different things as well. And there's something that God wants to mandate in your life.
Right, right.
When it comes to faith and family
and
finances. Now, how does God work in challenging circumstances to strengthen the faith of his children?
Well, God is always at his best when we're at our worst.
I love that, Pastor. Awesome.
You know, so I think, you know what I've discovered? It is when you hit the bottom. Sometimes we have to hit the bottom and lose everything for us to yield ourselves to God. And I firmly believe, just like, again, the children of Israel, you know, it was when they were in slavery for over 400 years, hit rock bottom, kind of like, that God says, okay, now that I have shown you that because of your disobedience, you wouldn't listen to what I told you to do, and you wanted things your way, I've allowed you to go into captivity. Okay, and after being in captivity, now watch me bring you out. Watch me allow you to be enslaved for 400 years, and watch me show you that I don't need another 400 years to get you out of the mess that you're in. Once you're willing to seek ye first the kingdom of God, once you're willing to do that, I'll start adding stuff into your life.
Amen. Pastor, how can people learn more about you, your book, your church?
Right.
Let people know how they can get a hold of you.
Well, they can order the book from barnesandnoble.com.
Okay.
Or any Barnes & Noble store or Books A Million, anywhere books are sold. Or they can contact my ministry at henryfernandez.org. That's henryfernandez.org.
Any last words you want to tell people, especially fathers out there looking at hearing our message and saying, you know, because, you know, it starts with the father, a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
It does. It starts there. And
yeah.
We got to penetrate that heart. What would you say?
I would say, first of all, when they get the book, in the second segment of the book, there's a category there that deals with family. And in there, I gave some statistics about the juvenile system in America, where 75% of the juvenile inmates are a direct result of, a result, I should say, of the absence of fathers.
Mm.
So men, I would say to you, look, you have an obligation. If you want to break that curse over your family, be the man of God that God has called you to be. Raise your children. Be in your children's life. Get in the Word of God. Have faith in God and nobody else and nothing else. Raise your family right. Love your wives. Become the example for that woman of God in your life. And if you don't know how to do it, find help. Get to somebody who can mentor you on how to budget, because you are the head. God's going to hold you accountable. And I want to say to them finally that the best is yet to come for them.
Amen.
That they're somewhere in the future, no matter how they look today, and they look a whole lot better than they look right now. All they need to do is to turn into the direction of God.
Amen, amen. I'm going to close with a good word a good friend used to tell me. Where there's lack of finances, there's lack of understanding.
Wow.
And I really believe that.
Yes.
And he taught him on ministry. He teaches a ministry still, but I have lunch with him every other week. I help him with the website named Gerald Davison. Great
yes.
man on finances. And,
yes.
and that's something that we all have to take into heart. And there's a lot of lack.
Yes.
There's a lot of lack.
Absolutely.
Not only in finances, but in a lot of stuff.
Yes.
Pastor, I appreciate you.
Thank you
appreciate
for having
you.
Me.
And you know what? If I can, I want to invite you anytime that you'd like to be on the air. Outside this, we only got like 10, 15 minutes. But
right. no,
I have
right.
a show Tuesday through Thursday. It's live, 11 to 12 Central Standard Time. I would love to feature you. Whole
Certainly.
Hour.
I would love to
both
do
segments.
It.
I know your schedule is busy, but I would mm-hmm. love to fit you in. And then we also have a broadcast TV as well, and we can get you on the Skype and you can Skype from where your office is.
Consider
to
it done.
Absolutely. I'm going to get you some of my stuff. Just give me a second. And we'll be right back with another great guest. Joan Hunter is coming up next.
Hallelujah. That was, of course, an interview that I did out there at the ICRS last summer. I'm excited because we're going to be going to St. Louis. That was in Orlando. So we had a great time. Took the kids out to a Disney World, of course, to a nice resort, courtesy of a good friend of mine that he just blessed the ministry. And this year we're going to be in St. Louis, and we got Semi Resort. It's a nice little place for the family to rest. And our puppy can come with us on this one. Well, he's not a puppy anymore. He's a full-grown Yorkie, and he's about almost going on 3 years now. And he's 2 years old, so he's a pretty big guy. And so we're going to have fun, and we're going to be probably interviewing Pastor Henry Fernandez as well again over there. And this time a little bit more systematic. We had some mix up with the schedule of him and Joan Hunter, and we had to cut the time in half. So instead of going 15 minutes like I normally do at the ICRS, for these guys, I had to go 10 minutes and 10 minutes on the other just to make the time up. But anyway, what Pastor Henry was saying, Pastor Fernandez was saying, is you know God wants you to prosper and be in health. Praise God, because I believe in the same thing. And what he shared with you was amazing. Let me read you. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing has happened unto you. Have we ever felt like that? Have we ever felt like, oh my goodness, why is this happening? What? Are you serious? What? Is this really? I can't believe it's really happening. Does that sound like you, my friends? That you just go over there and you're like, I don't understand. I don't understand why this is going to happen to me. Do you seem, you know, perplexed sometimes of what God has allowed to come into your life? Do you feel like, wow, this is not supposed to be happening to me? This is not supposed to be happening to me. Do you feel like that as well? Well, I'm going to tell you, my friends, you have to trust God, that God is able to put it through. The biggest thing, like I was covering earlier in front of the show that we just did right now, in front of the interview, I was covering that you have to go beyond your fear. What do you fear? What do you fear? Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing has happened unto you. Some of the things that happen, and unless I would say this instead, a lot of the things that has happened because we've allowed things in our lives. You're crying about finances, but you've allowed debt to happen. Instead of trusting God, you continue to put stuff on your credit card. And continue to put things and to live a lifestyle that you can't live. You got to trust God to be a blessing. Well, you got to give your tithes and your offering as well. But you got to trust God and make good decisions, better decisions than you normally have, based on just trusting God that God will provide. God will provide for your needs. God will supernaturally bring the things that you need into your hands, that it's not a stress to do the things, and you can rest with God. Fear. Fear is the thing. You got to have heavenly thinking and not earthly thinking. Heavenly thinking and not earthly thinking. You got, in other words, trusting God. The other day, I was at a meeting and I was sharing, and I said that we can't think like the world thinks. When I started all the stations and the broadcasting and started the publishing and even the missions, I was told you can't do it, by some good, trusted, good friends of mine that were faith-driven men. And I said, you can't do it all at one time. You got to make one thing successful, another thing, work on it, be successful. And I said, I'm just obeying God. I know I can do it. I know I can make these things happen. So I had to think in the heavenly and not in the natural. And this whole thing together built itself all together at the same time. So it was a perfect little storm of faith. Praise God. But it was also a step of faith, and I had to battle the fear that no one's listening. Had to battle the fear that nobody will buy this book. Had to battle the fear, am I really supposed to be here? And I shared with that. I shared you that story of seeing after a 20-hour flight, or flight time and layovers and all, 20-plus hours in the air, just say 24, 16 hours in a 24 hours in a train, and then a 5-hour drive in a car. For my first mission trip, I wasn't a happy camper. But I looked up and I seen, at the point that I was about to boil over, I looked up and I seen a sticker in the middle of a Hindu nation that God is awesome on the back of a bumper sticker of a looks like a dump truck, but it's what their 18-wheelers are supposed to look like. And it encouraged me. It made me grow. You see, fear is a spirit, and you have to battle it only through prayer. You are the only one that can rebuke it. You are the only one that can push it away. You are the only one that can make it move out of your life. Fear is a spirit. You're the only one that can change it. You know, there's a famous saying from President Franklin D'Angelo Roosevelt, and it says, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Now, have you heard that? But now you know who said that. President Franklin Roosevelt. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Fear is an animal that you feed. And it feeds off of course, fear. And the more you fear, the more you feed it. And the more it keeps you from moving forward. You ever seen a crazy dog? I've seen plenty in my life. Some dogs love me. Some dogs want to eat me up. And most of the time, they want to eat me up. And I have seen fear in my own self when it comes to dogs. And the dog just goes rabid, just goes crazy whenever I'm walking by. I would not go into a house, or I would stay in a house, if there was a dog outside that would not let me get to my vehicle until someone came and moved that dog. That dog is a fear. It is just represents fear. And the more it barks and makes noise, that's all it's going to do. And I can pass by it, but I just have to have faith and courage and a lot of running room, and I will get to that car. So that's the same thing fear has. Another quote, and this is all in, well, not the part about the dog, but this is all in Faith, Finance, and Faith, Family, and Finance by Henry Fernandez. Strong Foundations for a Better Life. Kenneth Copeland says, this God-anointed book, let me do it in Kenneth's voice. This God-anointed book will get you back on track to having a steadfast faith, a strong family, and a stable financial life. Praise God. Bless God. You know, that's Kenneth Copeland wrote that about the book. And Pastor Fernandez, it seems like he's just amazing man. He is an amazing man. And here's another quote from the book. It says, he who fears being conquered is sure of defeat. Napoleon Bonaparte said that. He who fears being conquered is sure of defeat. He is sure of defeat. So if you're already fearing it before you even get to it, my friends, then you're already defeated. you will be defeated. It's not a question if you will be defeated. It is a question when you will be defeated. When you will be defeated. So, my friends, trust God that He has something good for you. And trust these scriptures I am going to read to you right now. Isaiah 41:10 reads, "Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with thy right hand of my righteousness." With the right hand of my righteousness. You see, my friends, it's an amazing, amazing thing to see what God is doing, to see that God is moving, to see that God is choosing to do the good things for you and bless you and encourage you and all the things that you do. But it's a beautiful thing when you know that God is there. Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of thy righteousness. Isaiah 41:10. And here's my favorite that I'm throwing in because I love it. I can recite it, but I want to make sure you get the full effect of it. It is in Hebrews 13:5. You turn with me there, 5 and 6. "Let your conversation be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me." And there becomes a spot, a place, where we just love God and trust God and know that God is going to bless. You know, I have been looking at different things in my life, and at a point, when I get to a point when, oh, wow, this has to be paid there, it's got to be paid, that's got to be taken care of, you know what, I don't worry no more. I just trust God. He's going to bless me, that He's the only one that can take it, that He's the only one that can turn it off, that He's the only one that can keep me from going forward. The enemy can't. The enemy won't. The enemy couldn't, and it wouldn't, because God is able and stronger than him. So when I look at deadlines, look at dilemmas, and look at all the dreary times, I just smile and I pick my head up and I say, God, I know that you can bless me. I know that you are a blessing to me, and I know that you will bless. I fear not what they should do unto me. Let your conversation be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say. Everybody say boldly. That we may boldly say. Boldly means assurance. It means that you know. It means that you believe. When you can boldly say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear what men shall do unto me. Praise God and praise God, my friends. I really believe God is blessing. I really believe God is touching. That was a Hebrews 13:5-6. And I'm glad I have this King James Version Bible with giant print hanging around my office. It's there. I love it. Praise God. Get Faith and Family and Finances with Pastor Henry Fernandez. You can find it at bookstores. It's going to encourage you. It's going to change your life. I really believe God's going to be a blessing with it. And I really believe God's going to be able to be a blessing. Here's what C.C. Winans, and I interview B.B. Winans, and there's C.C. Winans. Fernandez's book carries a great message that urges us to return to our first love, who enable us to build everything in our lives that life storms has torn down. Amen. Email me, david@revmedianetwork.com, and you can also write me, Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. Consider broadcasting with us and partnering with us through donating some finances to help us. God bless you. We'll catch you next time on the Midwatch. Aaron Broyles next Tuesday.
The views and opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station, this show, or its hosts.